welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bon.
And man, welcome back to another episode, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right. A little sore. You got a workout. Sore,
yeah. It's been a good workout week for real though. If y'all haven't, check out our vlogs on the videos. You know what I'm saying?
Workout vlogs.
Had a good spar this week, man. A very challenging spar for real.
It was probably the hardest we went for a while.
The intensity started first round, 5 minutes. And I'll be, oh man, I hate when this man goes to the clock and I'm looking at him. I don't say this. I just be looking at the clock and I'm like, man, that three turned into a four or a five, I'm going to be pissed. He turned it to five. I'm like, oh.
We did five every round, I think.
Then he did this gently move on me, man. Did the little two kick.
You can't say too much. They got a two kick for the pop-off.
I'm like, yeah, check that out, man, if y'all can, man. But yeah, man, it's been a pretty good week for the most part. I definitely been anticipating this episode, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's been anticipation for the last 2 weeks for this episode. Sure. Preparation.
For sure, the preparation. But it's been great, though.
It's been good.
I will say that.
But what I want to talk about today is more of identity.
Yeah.
And just finding your identity, because it's more complicated than people think. Mm-hmm. It's not so simple. Understand yourself. Just look into
it. It takes time.
And it's very difficult because there's layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just jump out and know yourself and know what you're supposed to do, what your role is, or what you want to be in life.
Absolutely.
It's not that simple.
It's really not.
It's very, very.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You really need those, in my opinion, positive role models, positive influences. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to go down the wrong road, you know what I'm saying? Especially in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Your environment does play it does shape you. It does shape you.
It's just a lot of society things that can definitely get you off track. A lot of words can get you off track. Mm-hmm. Like, people want to be known for certain things.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I do want to ask you, go to my notes.
Let's talk about
it. Go to my notes. Why do you think certain words, especially ones society tells us to avoid, end up holding the most power?
Because most environments glorify those words, those terms, those actions, and people want to be seen as that. You know what I'm saying?
Notoriety. They want to be notorious for it. You know?
Legit. You know, some people want to be the villain. They want to be feared.
It's cool to be the villain. Yeah.
If fate comes with a sense of power, in a way, you know what I'm saying, in their minds.
I think it kind of comes down to, like, just certain words. When you tell somebody not to do something, it holds a certain level of power for that word. You're kind of trying to hide. It's almost like telling a child, don't do this. It's like
curiosity. It's
curiosity.
Now my
it's that curiosity. But certain words now hold power for it.
Mm.
Even cuss words. You're not supposed to say cuss words all the time. But it just, you call somebody that, the whole, it goes 0 to 100 real quick.
And I can just speak on that from, like, when we was kids, we outside, you know, playing football, somebody mess up, you know, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But you hear somebody, oh, don't say that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't say that word. And I'm pretty sure y'all done have that too. Don't say that, but, like,
don't say that. Don't
when
say
ain't
that.
Around, get to talking he, crazy.
He cussed at me.
Yeah, oh, man. I ain't never tell him nobody.
But it's more, not so much of the word itself, but the reaction it gives. The reaction people give it gives it, like, so much, such and such, like, teeth.
Yeah. It gives it's a bite to shocker. It.
Uh-huh.
It's a shocker. You don't expect it.
Yeah. You don't expect it. And it's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Like, those words can be very, very powerful, especially, like, a group or it entails a certain environment, you know?
Yeah. I feel that. What else you got for me?
Yeah, we're just going to blaze through these a little bit because it was just things I thought about when we talked about the topic of identity. It was like certain things I want to jot down. You know, I take a deep dive. Before I could get into my deep dive,
I was
telling you about identity crisis.
You're right.
I'm going to jot down this. Is the power... No, not that. Let's do this. Is the value in identity itself or in how it makes the world react to you?
I think it's more so the world views, how they view you. Because a lot of people, like I say, people want power. Mm-hmm. They want that status. Even if it's really not them, they'll chase that more than finding their own identity, like we were just talking about. I care more about what other people view me as.
Social media.
I'm always chasing after what they want, what they need, what they want to see, versus who am I truly trying to be? What is the best version of myself? Because that's when it gets really hard. Because
it
you
gets
really
hard.
have to spend time with yourself. You have to learn yourself. You have to learn what I like, what I don't like. You know, what I like to do, what I don't like to do.
Yeah.
You know, who am I trying to be? I think it's more so worldviews. A lot of people want that outside opinion.
Because we like to, when we make decisions or try to identify ourselves with a certain thing, like I want to say I'm funny in a sense, or I want to say I'm prideful, or I want to say I'm a hard worker. But a lot of that does entail on how other people see me, because not me specifically, but just in a broad aspect. A lot of people judge how they act or what their identity is based on a worldview, just like we talk about social media. People will post certain things like, oh, I'm traveling to all these places, but you can't pay your rent.
It's not.
I just saw somebody he was dripped down in chrome heart pants, shirt. I ain't gonna say no names, but you was asking me for like money. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't,
that trips me
it really
out every
doesn't make
time.
Sense.
It don't.
You want everybody else to know or think. And sometimes I really do think people believe they themselves that they're this certain way.
You start to act so much you believe in that.
You are what you say you are. Like, you start to really, really believe.
Absolutely.
You're that person that I got this, I got that, I got that.
Absolutely.
But there's no furniture in your crib.
None. You know, you got roaches in your
house. You sleep on an air mattress, but you got Balenciaga shoes.
I used
you know
to see
saying?
That all day long, like especially when I used to deliver packages. You go ring somebody's doorbell, and you look at them like, damn, like, you know, what the hell is this? And, man, they come down. They got all these flashy clothes, and they getting some more clothes, you know.
Yeah.
One dude wanted to fight my boy over some True Religion jeans, because I guess somebody stole them.
Like that, some would be $1,000.
Stole them, but the house he was living in is like, damn, like this shit pretty dirty, you know what I'm saying? But man, he wanted to fight over some True Religion jeans. Like,
that's why I say, like, when you try to, like, really know yourself or try to take a deep dive, because it's not easy. Like, we say... try to know yourself and like have your own identity. It's
a
difficult
really
thing
time.
Because you got layers to it. Like you got layers of anxiety, competition, comparison,
comfortability.
Comfortability that you got to dig through just to find who you are. And then you have to take that and be okay with society, being okay with it, not being judgy. So it's layers to it and it takes time. It's not super quick.
Absolutely. And has it been a time like when you know what I'm saying? Little struggle for you.
I had a conversation with Aaron a little back, and I was telling him how I had like a little bit of identity crisis. It was more in like the younger age, like when I was like, I want to say in my teens, like 7th, 8th grade to like early teens.
So you like 13,
like something like that.
13,
but it was
13, 16.
This is when it got real popular, talking about like your insecurities on social media. This is when people were like saying it's okay, like don't body shame. Things like that. That's when that started getting real, real big. Or
you
were
older than that?
That's when it like started out. I was older, no.
Yeah, I'm
that
about
was
to say,
like
20s. Yeah,
but that's when it started. So I'm in this. I was like, want to try to. I switched my identity. I want to say identity like every like couple months. I was one of those people that just. I didn't have a hard life. I wouldn't say I had a hard life. I didn't struggle. I wasn't posted outside.
Right.
Can't eat. My mom cooked me every single day.
Right.
But I tried to, I always tried so hard to be the mysterious dude in class, bro. Or when people see me, I tried to be like, all alive, just like not talking to nobody. Because I thought people were going to think I was cool.
Yeah.
I was trying so hard. Trying to be mysterious. Like I had a hard life. Don't talk to me.
Right.
Because I thought that was, people were going to like me. They didn't. Then I tried to be overly funny. Now I'm just saying jokes.
Right.
This is my funny phase. That ain't work out. But I started trying all
Why
these
didn't
things.
That work out
with
that
the funny face?
You weren't funny.
I wasn't that funny. When I was younger, I wasn't that funny. Because I was like.
You think you're funny now?
Huh? I'm just funny. You don't think I'm
funny? I'm just funny.
I could make it a stand up comedy?
Nah. You probably could. You have some funny.
But you smiling right now.
You have some funny.
So shit, I ain't even got it. I don't have to try too hard.
Yeah, you have some funny.
The proof is in the pudding. You smiling.
You have some funny moments.
But I did have a lot of like identity crisis. Even like with sports, everything, because I would. Try to even like, damn, it was everything. I feel like even like competition when I was trying to compete.
Okay.
I was trying to believe that there was something wrong with me because you know I was telling you I lose things.
Right.
Like, I used to say, oh, I broke my leg and like I have a hard life at home. I can't go train because I gotta go do this that.
Right.
But it's difficult because I was so harsh, like my heart was how society viewed me, how everybody
Mm.
viewed me. It could have been for getting girls, it could have been for approval, but there's a whole bunch of layers to it that I was trying to gain from people.
Right.
And
I think that's the hardest part, man, because, like, in a sense, you do care. It's kind of hard not to, especially coming up as a child. Like,
yeah,
you want to be liked. You want everybody to be your friend. You know, it's like, in a sense, you yearn for those kind of things. But for me, I didn't really, like, get a true understanding of myself until, like, I would say this had to be, like, 2018. Well, I just, like, really dived into,
yeah,
like, who is Aaron? You know what I'm saying? What do I like to do? What motivates me? Who do I want to be in life? What do I want to get out of life? You know what I'm saying? What
yeah.
do I want people to remember most about me? So just diving into that and really trying to be who you want to become
yeah.
for you, nobody else. Because it's really hard to block that outside noise.
It's hard.
Because you want people to like you. You want that.
You want people to accept you.
You want the acceptance. You want the validation. But it's like, I just read this one book, and it's called The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
But it's telling you to care about the things that matter. Stop caring about the outside nonsense that don't matter. Because if I like you or not, that don't mean you not going to be successful in life. So it doesn't matter my opinion of you. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It holds no weight. So you have to put more energy into what really matters, you know? The things that are gonna progress you in life. So when you're thinking like that, you don't give all your cares to the nonsense. Because a lot of times we give our cares to the nonsense. Because we worried about what they
yeah,
think.
They.
Instead of what you think. Because that's what matters. You know what I'm saying?
Because we talked about, I didn't cut you off, but we talked about how you can get compliments or support from 100 people.
Man.
But if one person says, oh, you look kind of fat, or I'm like, now it changed over. Now you're focused on that one person. There was one person
saying
that. And then that person probably wasn't even doing it to benefit, like trying to actually do it in the kindness of their heart. They probably were just hating. But you're not going to really think of it like, oh, maybe I don't have this. Maybe I'm not doing this well enough. Maybe I got to lose some more weight. Even though you lost like 50, 60 pounds, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we're too focused on everybody else.
The outside noise, man. It's definitely so true. It's definitely true.
Yeah, the outside noise, and it could be in a negative sense. That's what I want to ask you. We're going to deep dive in some more. We're going to deep dive in.
Yeah,
I just want to keep
it,
diving
man.
Layers and layers and
that's
layers.
It.
Is the power in being notorious real power, or is it just an illusion of it?
It's an illusion.
Think it's an illusion?
It's an illusion. We seen firsthand that when COVID happened.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to be seen in such a way, but now when we faced with this pandemic,
yeah.
None of that bullshit mattered. What
it
you
was
wear,
gone out
matter.
The door.
What you driving don't matter.
Don't matter. You was
where
in the
you
house,
living,
yep.
It don't matter. It's, damn, we really forced to just deal with self at this time.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, man, are you happy with yourself? You know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people were struggling during that time.
Struggling.
Because I can't go get that validation that's been driving me all these years. We on lockdown.
You can't go outside.
Yeah.
You can't go outside, take your pictures, go eat.
Yeah.
You can't
you
take
can't
a picture, go
nothing.
See nobody.
You can't do
can't
nothing.
Can't do nothing.
So, absolutely, man. It's an illusion.
I think it's a real illusion. Just into a sense of, like, being notorious. When we think about being notorious, it's more like inflicts reactions like fear. Just being powerful. Like, you can make somebody scared, and you can make them do certain things, but you don't have real power, because we go into real power like government power. Having power to, like, make people do certain things. Like, you have that power, or to make, you have the ability to change the outcomes.
Right.
When you just have power, like, let's say you're on the street, and you have, let's say you're bigger. In a sense, you do have a little bit of power, because you're bigger than everybody else. They can't say nothing. But if a cop comes over here, you can't really do nothing, because that's real power. Because
there's so much more behind it.
Yeah, there's so much more behind it. But we generalize the little power more than that, what actual power is. So when people get that little taste, you can when you have that that notorious background, like not notorious, but you have that label behind you, like that, I'm evil, criminal,
tough,
like,
I'm tough as well.
Nobody could touch me.
Right.
That's only like temporary. So you get that adrenaline rush, that temporary.
Yeah.
Now you have to keep that.
Man.
You have to maintain that, because now people see you as that.
Yeah.
So if you start changing, oh, I'm going to be a nice guy now. Now people ain't going to see you as notorious no more. Now all of your recognition or what people respect, like that fake respect they have for you, is gone.
It's fake because now most people, I'm trying to find a way to just get a distance myself mm-hmm. from you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. you're not even going to have a real circle for real that, yeah. that genuinely rock with you.
That don't.
I'm trying to get away from you as much uh-huh. as possible. I don't want to be associated with you. Mm-hmm. I tolerate you when you come around, but it's like, it's not like they you confuse said, it's fake
that,
respect. Yeah,
they confuse that fear and respect. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fear you when you have that, when you're trying yeah. to be notorious, when you're trying to be just tough all the time,
mm-hmm.
slap somebody, or use bad language and stuff, trying to make somebody do certain things. Yeah. That's not respect.
We all did. Like, I feel like we've all kind of been together, like, especially growing up in school. Mm-hmm. You got like the little bullies or the people
who bullies
like, uh-huh. talk crazy to you just for no reason.
For no reason.
And it's like, in a way, you kind of go into survival mode because you uh-huh. don't even want to really be around that person. But we in school, like, uh-huh. how far can I really get away from this yeah. person? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got bullied for like a week and a half.
Yeah,
like legit. I got
a week and a half.
A week and a half.
But you just got swole after the week and a half?
No. What happened?
I stopped getting.
So, what happened, bro, was. What made me
week and a half.
What made me get tough was when he slammed my head in the locker.
Damn.
I'm like, yeah, fuck this. Like, you just gonna have to beat my ass. So we started fighting, and after that, we was cool. After
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had that demeanor around the school. You know, talk crazy to anybody, try to fight anybody just for no reason, just because you're new to the school.
But they think when they're mean to everybody, they think people are gonna be nice to them. They right. think that's they're respecting them or they're exactly. popular now. But it's confusion.
It's confusion.
They just fear you. They're not your actual friends.
Exactly. Nobody cares about you. And most people don't like you because of the way you go around presenting yourself. You know what I'm saying? But it be like that, man. Like, you fake. It's fake respect. I like how you said that. Cause it's not real, like it's not genuine. Don't nobody want to be around a fucking bully. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got another one for you. We're gonna take an even deeper dive than just being a tortoise.
Let's see.
We're gonna go to a little violent aspect. Okay.
Okay.
What makes violence, even in fantasy, feel so intoxicating when in reality it's often devastating? It's a little like more of a paradox of a question.
I think everybody. Well, most people. I want to put everybody in it. But a lot of people want that fear. They want people to feel like, yeah. I want to be the toughest. Just look at it now. Everybody out here acting tough. It don't take nothing for somebody to just want to, what? What'd you say? You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like, for what? It means nothing at the
it
end
doesn't.
Of the day.
It doesn't.
But everybody wants to be this tough guy, this tough girl. Like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's that. People want that so-called power you yeah. get from putting that balance out there, being mm-hmm. this tough person. They yeah. want that, you yeah. know? In a sense, I feel like they feel like they get praised for it. Well, I ain't the one. People love saying that.
Uh-huh.
You be the main motherfuckers, get their ass beat.
Yeah.
Because think about it, the most violent people don't have to do that because they know what they're capable
mm-hmm.
of. Most people talking that ain't never been in a boxing gym.
Never been a boxing
ain't
gym.
Never been
most
in no
of them never been in a fight.
Exactly.
Most of them never been in a fight.
Everybody tells you, you get hit in the face.
You it's get just hit that, in the face, good. It's that fantasy of mm-hmm. it. It's the fantasy of it. Because they never actually did it, but it's the fantasy that I could do this. It's,
exactly.
It's an ability to do it. Just like people play games. They do all this stuff on Grand Theft Auto and things like that. It's the fantasy mm-hmm. of it. But when they won't do it in person.
Yeah.
It's a totally different. Totally because different. It's less conflict. It's less repercussions for it. You don't have to yeah. take responsibility for your action if it's a
in
fantasy.
A video game.
It's a game. It's in your
reality,
mind.
Yeah.
And if it's your mind, you exactly. no one's going to get mad at me. I can right. think whatever I want. Just right. like saying it. They can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. It's the fantasy of it. But in reality, you get locked up. There's consequences.
Somebody will beat you.
Somebody will beat your ass.
Yeah.
You know, but they get so intoxicated by that fantasy, they yeah. start to believe it.
They get drunk off of
it. They get drunk off it.
Yeah.
That intoxication of, I could just be violent. I want to be like this person. Because yeah. they get this recognition. Like other right. people, like, I don't know, like any, nowadays, any rapper. Yeah. It's just that violent come in that all their songs are talking about.
Boom, shoot them up. Boom. That's it.
You know, so they have that violent aspect, but they're getting a lot of recognition for it.
Mm-hmm.
So now people say, oh, I can be that same person.
Yeah.
I can be like that. That's when we start going in. Like, my hands.
It's hard for them to put aside entertainment versus reality.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people get lost in the entertainment aspect, and they start to try to transfer it into reality,
yeah.
but that's not
you were talking reality. Before. They can't
that's
separate.
Not, yeah, that's
they
not can't reality. Separate. So you out here really trying to live somebody else's
mm-hmm.
so-called life of fantasy, you know what I'm saying? Just because this sounds good. And it may, you know, you might get a little boost of motivation off some music or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, people listen to music all the time, like, when they work out.
Yeah.
It brings that motivation, but it's just for that. It ain't finna be like, kill, kill, kill. Man, I'm finna go to the streets right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, for what?
But I think nowadays, so many people are in tune with technology, mm-hmm. and they're probably watching movies more than actually doing something up. They probably don't have so many difficulties in real life.
Mm-hmm.
The most difficulty they had in any violence, most people ain't even have been in a violent situation ever.
No.
They never actually did it, but they want to be there. They talk crazy. The most they've seen is what they've seen in movies. That's mm-hmm. why I talked about before. If I ain't gonna get too much into that topic, but people branch their fantasies or get the roots out of their fantasies out of, like, video games.
That's true. I will say I've been a victim of that. You know what I'm saying? I used to watch karate movies and think I could do it for real till I got around them.
He trying to backflip this shit.
Almost.
That shit ain't working. That shit ain't working.
Well, I tried to jump on that branch and do something. That shit failed. Bust my ass out there. I'm like, yeah, I gave it up. I ain't want to be a ninja no more.
Uh-huh.
I ain't want to do it, man. But yeah, man, that's real talk. That's real talk.
It's funny, right? A lot of people chase being known, even if it's for the wrong things. And that's really what the YN topic comes about. It's like, it's both pride and controversy.
Yeah. And that's been a whole crazy thing in itself. Because it's really like a little movement.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be.
It got so big.
Super big.
Immediately.
They didn't change the way they dress. The way they talk, the way they act, everybody just super wild, crash out.
They got that crash out music. You know what I'll tell you
it's
about that?
Music.
That crash out
and
music.
And that's what I want to ask you. How damaging do you think that music has become to the youth?
Oh, it's super damaging because they starting to see the music and the people that are making the music. I ain't going to name too many names.
Mm-hmm.
But we know.
Yeah, we know.
You know.
And
but
just
like
everybody else.
They start to see these people as role models.
They do.
But the things that they're saying in the songs isn't what a role model is.
It's not.
It's at all. Not.
They glorifying the wrong things because that's what society is forcing out.
Yeah.
They like take it to like just the females. The female rappers and stuff that they be saying be so like.
It's so rated. Glory. Like real like rated R.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, I done seen little kids singing these songs, and it's like...
Little kids dancing or dancing.
It be messing with me. I'm like, no, say the babies, you know? I'm
yeah,
going to run and take them. Like, no, this is crazy.
But this is who they seeing, like.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, every song nowadays, every rap song nowadays, pretty much, guns, drugs,
mm-hmm.
getting women. Those are the three things they're talking mm-hmm. about. Sliding on somebody. Revenge.
Yeah.
That's literally all it's about. So you can how you see that as a role model.
Exactly. And it's nothing good that comes from that.
You see that as a role model. You're trying to become that person.
Mm-hmm.
And now what does that lead you to do? And now you might want to be bigger than that person.
Exactly. Because they're going to put their own
spin. You want to be better than your role model.
They're going to put their own spin on it. And they're going to double down.
Double
way
down.
Way farther than they, you know,
mm-hmm.
this person ever did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it goes, man. So, like, really being able to pick apart.
Yeah,
entertainment versus reality.
It's hard. It's hard for them because they actually see this as like, I want to become this, and it's mm-hmm. a young age. But they have such a big movement of being a YN that it's kind of hard to like just take it away.
It is.
It's kind of hard because all the new upcoming people.
I think the reason it's so bad and damaging is because that's all they feeding on.
That's all they feeding on.
It's nothing else that that's
mm-mm.
bringing them to like uplift them, motivate them to be better.
Yeah.
Strive to get this or get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just solely this kill, kill, kill,
kill, kill, kill,
take over. You know, slide on them, slide on them. It's
mm-hmm.
like you 7 years old. Come on,
seven.
You got ops. Who is your ops? The father.
The kid took my he took my lunch or something. Like
yeah,
it could like, be little things. He took my blocks.
Yeah, and they be like yeah.
But I get the struggle life. And you're trying to find a group that has the same camaraderie as you, mm-hmm. and you're trying to build off that, and you feel like a certain respect to that group.
Yeah.
But becoming a YN is just a little on the negative aspect. Like, it goes down. Like, you could have, like, people used to be playing sports. We used to drive past and see people on the field playing football, basketball.
Man.
You don't see that no more. Now you see people with their jeans on, 90-degree weather,
Scully on.
Scully's on. For what?
Talking about what you is.
Just to be outside.
Exactly.
Just to be outside for what? Just for that? That?
How? And that's why I get so mad at like the. I sometimes get mad at the parents. I be blaming them because like, y'all kids out here wilding out.
Yeah.
Really out here like terrorizing. Then y'all would be so sad if somebody did something to them.
But they be in
denial. But y'all letting them, you know how your child acts in the house. You know what they mannerisms doing. You see what they doing.
They see they be in denial. They be in denial because they be treating their kid like they Batman. Yeah, they come to the house. Hello, mother. Exactly. Come outside. Put their scully on. Like they not doing that.
They not. And the thing is, a lot of these younger parents, and they really trying to get their second life going. Mm-hmm. Like you know. They raise them up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's time to go back out here party, and then
they want
to
live their life.
They mimic. They doing the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So the kids seeing this, this what they feeding them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, my mom and dad do this. They do this. They we GD. Uh-huh. We this. Oh, the whole everybody outside now. Now I'm this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm this.
My whole family boy can't. Yeah, everybody couldn't wait to say that they back in school.
They couldn't wait. As
soon as they get into it with somebody, now they whole family involved. Like, boy, my whole family this and this like.
The parents being even denial, like, if you're a YN and you do all these, like, just to be, get respect and try to be the biggest YN, I don't know what the actual goal is, but if they're just trying to be bigger, 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 just to be the baddest person there is, now if something happens to you, you can't be asking people for help. You can't be asking people to look out for me like, I need help, give me some comments, some money.
And that's what they don't understand. You become a real big inconvenience on your family when you go to jail. Ask your other YNs to send you somewhere. Don't ask
your family. Can't wait to say that.
Because that's who your road dogs was when you
was I was locked up for 5 years. They can't wait to say that. Like
exactly. Fuck that.
Half of them haven't even been locked up, but they want.
In a way, it's like they want to go to jail.
They want to.
I don't give a fuck about going to jail. Like, shit, look, if I get into interrogation on idea crime, I am snitching.
You got all the proof.
Hey, I'm talking.
What you say? You said you gonna snitch on me. You said
they got us, bro. Come out, bro.
Bro, I'd be so mad if I went in the house and Aaron's. He like this is bah, nigga. He go. He called me on the phone. Bah, they got us. They got us. We coming to your house right. We outside your door. I'm like, don't call. I don't know you. I'm like, I can't go locked up by myself.
Y'all watch out. He got 2 dogs in there too, y'all. Like, man, what the fuck you get on this
You probably want to go through the back. I'll be mad as hell.
Exactly. And we laughing about that, but that's reality.
I mean, that's real. Because
a lot of them telling on each other. Because deep down inside, I really don't want to go to jail.
That's why
Who want to be locked up?
It's the fantasy. It's the fantasy of it because they want to say all this stuff, and it's a fantasy of being locked up. But when you're actually in a position...
Man,
it's a different story. It's a different story. When you're in that room, they start checking you for all the...
Man.
Yeah, you ain't going to be one to do that. They strip you. You ain't... No. You like, this is not what I expected.
And now you got to go by these rules and him because there's some people in there that ain't getting out.
All
so they have nothing to lose in their mind. What lengths they willing to go to?
Yeah, because you had all
got nothing to lose.
You had all this power when you had your gun outside. Your gun.
You ain't got that.
Now you just a skinny dude that never worked out just talking.
Now you ain't got that.
You 5'6",
you
130, and you thought you was big and bad outside with your skelly on. You ain't got no skelly. Now what you gonna do? It's that fantasy of it. It's the fantasy.
Hang on, big bro. I don't even want no problem.
Oh,
use
bro.
Your words. Use your words.
Like, and that's why I'm glad you mentioned parents because I think not everybody should have a child. If you're not ready.
I agree.
If you're not ready, like you can't be wild and out.
Yeah.
And then have a kid. There's sacrifices that have to be made to raise a good child. You can't just do whatever you want and still have your child.
Because
they ain't gonna be
they
raised correctly.
They gonna mimic what they
see. What are they gonna turn to?
Yeah, they are gonna mimic what they see, man. And it's So my last question would be: what do you think we can do to even just get away from that? Since that's such a big movement, this YN stuff been like took over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to like? Get away from that.
I just think, you know, there's going to be exceptions. Like, when we talk about YNs, like, if you ask a YN, they'll be a little bit positive. Like, let's say we did an interview to a YN group. Mm-hmm. They'll be positive. Like, they'll be, show love. They'll probably bring us, like, talk to us, bring us to the barbecue, stuff like that. But in reality, they can't just have this camaraderie and just be bad the whole time. Like, have all this do these violent crimes at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think... Now we have to be more applaud people that are positive or doing genuine things.
Because
right now it's more about violence. If you do something violent, you getting reposted, you getting likes,
you
getting
follows. They say You ain't nothing if you ain't caught a body.
Yeah, you ain't nothing if you ain't caught a body.
So I ain't shit because I ain't killed nobody. Like, that don't even make sense.
Like, if I ran outside to the street and grabbed a, like, saved a cat, I should be applauded for it. I should be... That's the type of stuff that should go viral.
Just basically, like, you know, doing a good act.
Doing a good act. I feel what you're saying. Like, if someone... let's just say an old lady on the street had a whole bunch of stuff, how many people think you actually going to stop to help her?
Help her, you know?
Nobody. That's crazy. The majority ain't.
They've been robbing older people.
You
know,
older
people who ain't need, you know? And that was something that always stuck out to me. They're going... Be somebody up, rob somebody, but you do it to their family members.
Yeah, now that's an issue.
You got a sense of righteousness.
Now that's an issue.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That always tripped me out. Like, how that same goofy energy you got when your mama get robbed or beat up, you be like, hey, it is what it is. Have that kind of mentality. Don't be like, oh, no, this messed up. This ain't right. Like, how? This is what you out here doing. You know?
Because I think, like, when you said how to stop it in general, if I listen to this music. Like, you know, I listen to rap. You know, I do it all the time. But I can separate fantasy and reality. Like, I'm not going to be influenced by that.
Right.
But for certain people, I think it should be an age restriction. Not even an age restriction, because that don't even work. You know how I say, see if you're 18?
It's so hard to do age restriction.
They get over
everything now in life is so accessible.
Yeah, they're going to get that. They're going to tell their uncle to do it.
They stay on the phone all day long.
And you know? I think you will have to censor everything. Pretty much, like, any of those, if there's any rap talking about guns, drugs, or killing or something like that, it can't be on YouTube.
Yeah.
It can't be no music videos
right.
at all for that. It can't be no music videos.
Right.
They should have banned accounts if they're mentioning anything like that. Because that's really where it branches off that music first. I've mentioned it before about music. I mean, movies, how they should take away, like, not so much about revenge style movies. This is an extreme, but I'm saying if we're going to the extreme, if you want to end it today, I think getting rid of revenge stories, because I mentioned John Wick. John Wick went on a rampage the entire movie because his dog died. But people are glorifying
it. I'm stepping for Palm.
They're glorifying this. So they're saying, oh, if a dude hit me, they're trying to put minimal tasks to a massacre. So I can go kill all these people because he talked to me wrong.
They want to crash. Yeah, exactly.
They call it a crash out.
Just for a little thing. Something.
Just because someone says something, you on like in the intersection. You were wrong, but someone says, what are you doing? Why you go that? You're not supposed to be going.
Like,
oh, that's what you want to do? That's what you want to do?
Yep.
It's that revenge. But I think you have to, if you want to get rid of it today, you have to take a deep dive. We're going to have to be like Japan or something. We're going to have to be nice.
I think it all starts with the mind. We got to reshape the mind. Get away from the dumb stuff that don't mean nothing. Stop putting all your care into something that's so minute. It means nothing. If somebody having a bad day, that's on them. That has nothing to do with you. Just how you got it, you know, and get up out of there.
Yeah.
It's so much better to walk away with your life. And people got to understand, it feels good to just be you. Stop trying to live up to what society, you know, forcing on you. That ain't reality. This ain't you. I feel like people got to really take that deep dive into self. Really find out who it is you want to be, you know.
Dig through them layers. It's going to be difficult.
Dig through them layers. You got to dig through them layers. Put the time into you. Stop putting the time into what they see, what they want to see, and what they care about.
Yeah.
And what they deem to be is, oh, popular. Fuck popular. You know what I'm saying? Be you. That's what I think people need to do. Especially the youth. Stop striving.
Yeah.
To get in that jail cell. Or end up in that grave. Because that's the reality.
Free me.
Talking about free you and you've been out here killing people. Nah, stay where you at. You know what I'm saying? You need to sit down. You know what I'm saying? But I think people really got to dive into self. That's the biggest thing. That's the only thing you can control at the end of the day. You only can control yourself. So you have to put that time into you to be the best you can be. That's what I think. Is the only way, the only key to get away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Break away from what they say, you know? Yeah, man. So I want to share this video with y'all that I saw this week. And it was very interesting on like just our mindset. Take a look at this.
If I give you $1 million to jump off a plane, what are you doing?
Is there a parachute?
No, you can operate a parachute. There's no parachute.
I'm not jumping off.
No. Why not?
My life is worth a lot more than $10 million.
Okay. Under no circumstance will you change your mind, right?
Hell no, hell no.
When I mention airplane, right, what comes to your mind?
Flying, no.
Yeah, but where, flying, right? But where do you see most airplanes?
In the sky, you know.
No.
Airport.
Yeah. I didn't see that plane is flying. And I see, when you think of a plane, you think of a Boeing. I never say it cannot be a single propeller plane, right? From the door to the floor is 1 meter.
Damn.
The point I'm trying to make, right, is that all of us have this thing called paradigms, or belief systems that we think is true, when in fact, it's just half-truths. And these paradigms are dramatically affect people's behavior. And that plane flying is a metaphor for your false beliefs, limiting beliefs.
Wow.
Yeah. People thinking, I can only make 3K a month when I graduate. And because of that, they miss out on million-dollar opportunities. Yeah, it's fascinating to me because fear, what does fear stand for, you know?
What does fear stand for?
False evidence appearing real. A lot of our fears, right, I just imagine. And in society, right, you're conditioned to believe that you're not good enough. You're conditioned to believe that I cannot speak in public. You're conditioned to believe that I can only make 4K a month when I graduate. But the moment you break out that paradigm, and what my mentors did for me, they helped me realize that plane is grounded and not flying. The moment they helped me shift that paradigm, my entire life completely changed. Completely changed. And now I'm very passionate about paying it forward. Telling people that their paradigms they have about life, about society, and about themselves, right? A lot of it can be questioned. And if you take time to pause and reflect, you realize there's a lot of opportunities out there for you. And I end up with a quote by Anais. We don't see things as they are, we see things as we are. So change the world within and the world without before in place.
Damn.
What you think about that?
Because we kind of see things like on a surface level. We don't really think, we don't really take a deeper meaning into it. Like when someone tells us something, we just jump on it right immediately and actually thinking about everything included into it.
We let our fears take over.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fears take over.
We overthink.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even get started.
We
overthink, and I've been a victim of that.
Uh-huh.
There's been a bunch of things in my life that I'm like, man, I want to do this, but it takes too much. Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to put no energy in it. It's like,
that word,
bro, if you had that thought as a baby, like, to not even want, uh-huh, you'd still be around here crawling, yeah, on the floor, yeah, asking somebody to come pick your big grown, mm-hmm, ass up. Like, you got to get started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
action,
saying?
Action. That's why when I was working out earlier, and I was just thinking to myself, like, long and hard, yeah, or whatever. I was thinking about, we're trying to achieve being excellent, or I'm trying, mm-hmm, to become excellent in all the things that I'm doing, not just normal. But if I'm trying to become excellent, I have to do the things that normal people aren't doing.
Yeah.
They're willing to do. A lot of people have a lot of fear, and they're willing to take the first step because they're scared. I got to be doing action. When I feel fear, action. When I'm scared of doing something, action.
Just show up.
We have the podcast today, action. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm nervous to do that, take action.
Because it is a sense of nervousness, yeah, whenever you step, yeah, out or doing something.
Can't let it stop.
Yeah. It's a sense of nervousness, yeah, a sense of fear, but your action, you know what I'm saying?
Just
you
take action.
That faith.
You
that
feel scared
in.
Of anything you're doing, you're on the border, even if you did everything right, but there's one thing that stopped you. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I didn't prepare, or whatever, but you know you did everything, all the groundwork.
Right.
Take action, because, yeah, action speak louder than words, and it'll get rid of nerves immediately.
And, exactly, and just don't let that fear overrule you. Don't let fear overrule you. Nobody's perfect on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets it after the second, even the 10th track. It's repetition. Remember the reps. Put in the reps, and you will be successful in like anything you do. Yeah, man. So, quick question, man.
Huh?
Before we get up out of here, y'all know the fights is coming.
Got
Canelo or Crawford, man?
I don't know. I might have to go with my black brother Crawford, but it's gonna be. I'm a big fan of Canelo.
Same.
I'm a big fan of Canelo. It's hard to say if I'm betting on it. I ain't betting on it. I'm not betting on it. Because it's going to be a real good fight. You got the counterability of Crawford. You got that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Canelo.
From Canelo.
So, hey, it's going
to
be.
He ain't scared to get hit either.
He ain't scared to get hit.
Yeah, both of them. I'm going for Crawford too, but it's going to be a fight.
We got Canelo, Crawford, Aaron. Who y'all got?
Let us know, man. Aaron, drop it down in the comments who y'all got.
Aaron, Crawford, or Canelo in one room. Who make it out?
Oh, Aaron. What the fuck?
Who makes it out? All right, y'all. Appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode, man. This is Let's Chop It Up. I don't know why he just stepped over. Stop stepping over my lines, man. I'm feeling like a YN now, bro.
It's that power, bro.
But appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Peace.